Like, how far back do you want? I feel like you need the whole backstory.
Listen, we got time.
How much time do we have?
Yo, Shonda might have to put the AC on. You know we got seats, right? shout out to OG Marco, my young apprentice.
So how much time do we have?
Okay.
Because I feel like you need...
Okay, how did you guys... Okay, talking thing. It's you, Lambo and Maddie. I'm just here for father.
Okay. So, as people are aware, I'm like... over dating. I'm like, it's not a big deal for me anymore.
Yeah.
And I made this deal with myself every year that I don't have like a good relationship or a serious relationship, I'm gonna go back to school. Because I found myself crying, I'm lonely. But when I went back to school, I was not paying attention to any of that. So I gave up. I was like, whatever. So I did do that whole podcast or that event where we were talking about dating while black and over 35, because I find it particularly challenging, especially in Montreal. But I was like, I'm off the market. I don't care. Like, I'm not paying attention to this. And they always say, when you're not paying attention and when you're not looking for it, it finds you.
Yeah.
So this woman that I know, a really well-respected black woman, she doesn't talk out of her, you know, when she talks, it's facts, it's whatever. And she says, you know what? I have a friend who's really close to me. And he's such a great guy. And when I thought about, like, he's a great guy and he's alone. And then I thought about you. She's like, you guys are a perfect match. She's like, I don't normally do this, but you guys are a perfect match. So I was like, okay, listen, I'm really not into dating anymore. But if he wants to, like, chat and whatever and, you know, maybe we'll be friends, that's fine. Let him know that I'm really not looking.
Yeah.
So she hooks us up through WhatsApp. And listen... we start talking, like, every other night. It's 3-hour FaceTime conversations, and I'm like...
Okay, hold on.
That's
the honeymoon. Hold on.
3 hours.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. I'm very curious. In 2022, how's the older FaceTime conversations going on? Okay, what are you wearing? What he's wearing? What's the conversation about? Are we still in the traditional conversations? Like, you know, what are your aspirations? What, you know, what's your favorite color? What's your friends like? Are we still in that? No, but I don't know what the game is like. You're a young buck. I don't know what's going on. You know, it's an older dude. So give me that. You know,
it was just so effortless. Like, we were talking about every and anything from, like, past relationships. What do we like? What do we not like?
Have you seen him already? Like, okay,
I had seen him already. You know, good-looking guy and all that stuff. Mm. And he's older. And I was like, okay, you know, maybe we're at the same place. He basically said, too, you know, I was over it. I'm not looking, but I am willing to have, you know, conversations, interact with you. Great.
Yeah, he said all the right things.
And I'm sitting there like, you know what, God, yes, you said wait. And you know, all the prayers are answered because, like, everything's great. So we go on one date. He takes me out to eat, picks me up. That's another thing. Picks me up because he has a license and he has a car.
And that's special nowadays. Okay. That's special. Okay.
Hold on a minute. There's a reason why she said that.
Okay, so give
him a little taste of the Tim Hortons and the $10.
Okay, so the Tim Hortons was not my story. That was my girl who. So my thing is, I've dated guys older than me, no license. You don't have to have a car, but, like, listen, let's say I catch a cramp in my leg. I need to know you can drive, right? Because I want to go long distance trips and whatever. No license, no car. Babe, can you pick me up at the metro? I'm like, I've got 2 kids that I pick up at the metro. You know what I mean?
Pick me up at the metro. That's where we're at these days.
Yes.
Yo, I told you.
I'm too old for that. Like, I'm doing that for my kids. I don't want a man like that. That's fine. Some women think that's cool and they want that. I don't want that. So this guy picks me up. Opens the door.
Chivalry and dead, Lambo. Chivalry and dead.
Out to eat. Look, I'm thick. I love food. And order what you want. And he's like ordering.
He told,
like,
you you can order what you want. What
okay. And then he's like, I have some things that I think, you know, that you would like. Ordered everything that was, like, amazing. And I was like, this is great. Talk all night. This date lasted 3 hours. Mm. Talking still and whatever. And we're like, okay, time to go because I have work.
Yeah.
He says, you know. After he drops me off, sends me a message, we're talking, and he's like, I'd like to see you again. And I'm like, okay, I'd like to see you again too, right? So he says, next time, you know, if you can come over. He's like, I know, you know, you might be on the fence about coming over, but I didn't have a vax passport, so there was no going to restaurants. I got no vax passport, so I'm open to I'm going to go to your place, and he says he'll cook for me.
Okay. Now, Solana, do you have any, before we transition to this part here. At what point are you pretty girls coming over to the place? Like, I'm just trying to understand the
dating
landscape.
I have no Vax passport. Remember that, right? So, like, I can't go in public.
Sabi called me one night. She's like, yeah, I just had a date in my car and we ate poutine.
But she made it work. But she got to make it work. They're making it hard.
The pandemic was real. me as a male friend, Will, I didn't know how to take this. You know what I mean? I wanted to encourage, but also make jokes at the same time. So I was like, how good was the poutine?
It was really good. it was good.
Okay. So hold on before you go, Sabi. At what point are you pretty girls, the super baddies, comfortable going to a guy's house? Because it's 2022. The game has changed. Mm-hmm. So are you guys asking, are you vaccinated? Have you got your recent STD test? Like, what is the requirements for the come over? I know you married now.
I'm married, but if this was that kind of era, I'd be asking. I would ask my husband. We were dating. I'd be like, okay, what's your status? What's your this? Can you take a test? Can you it would have been a lineup. Like, we gotta check everything before you coming through.
Let's see, the game's crazy now.
Check.
So all it took for Sabi was a couple of good 4-hour conversations on FaceTime. So now you have this is the first date.
This is the second date.
Okay, second date. Okay.
But don't forget, there's all these conversations in between.
Order whatever she wanted. I like to eat too. So
eat
what you want.
And
open
he
in
said,
the door.
Listen, another thing, he said he's going to cook. I met a lot of guys that don't know how to cook. I was really.
Listen, don't. I got my cooking show coming in November. Cooking with Chop. It'll be on the Real Svetlana Network.
Yes, it will. That's going to be something we're going to talk about.
Oh, I'm putting it together for those that can't cook. Cooking with Chop is coming to you.
He said he was going to cook. That was points, points, points. Ding, 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 ding.
Matt, you hear that? I think DJ Maddie can cook. Maddie can definitely eat. Okay, so you're smitten. You're like,
my
gosh.
So I was nervous about that because I don't normally go to people's that. But like I said, I had no Vax passport. Where are we going next? And so this other place that we went to, I could, but whatever. But so I was like, okay, fine. So that day I had a very big conference at McGill where I was presenting my research. So normally when I present, I don't eat because I'm like, I get nervous and I don't want food in my stomach. So I presented and I was like, okay, he's cooking for me. So it's in between an odd time. So I was very hungry, but I was like, I'll wait till I go there, right? So go there. I was like, wow, nice place, clean. His bathroom was clean. I was like, something's wrong with this guy.
Did you look in his medicine cabinet? Because that's where I go look.
Hold on. DJ and Maddie, could you have the sound effects ready? Give me the smashing, get the bomb loaded up.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Do you guys really do that? Like, I'm going to start with you, Maddie. Like, you've been to guys' house. Okay, one, are you judging the state of his bathroom? I'm a clean freak. I mop my walls. But when you guys go to a guy's house, Maddie, do you judge how his bathroom looks?
Definitely.
So sorry about
it. Are you guys snooping?
Right?
No, I'm not going to snoop, but I'm going to see, like, if it's clean, if there's dust, upon the floor, if there's, like, hair and stuff.
No,
from
I open
when
up
you
the,
shave, you know?
I open up the medicine cabinet because I want
to
see what kind of crazy
that.
I'm dealing with because the medication won't be in there.
But how many of them have actually confronted the problems to get meds? So
there'll be something else around. There'll be something else lingering around that place.
You got
to pay
attention.
You
know what I'm looking for.
I'll teach you what to look for. Trust me.
Listen, more in detour. Instructional show. You know what I mean? We're part of McGill University, man. You know what I mean? It's a teaching show right here. So he got you to the second date. You're at the house now.
Yeah.
So you're nervous because you don't know people tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. So you there. Now walk me through it.
Okay, so like I said, everything's clean. I was like, okay, and then he's like, I'm going to start cooking. So now I'm like, okay, so he's really going to cook. It's not like going to be like I ordered something. I'm going to pretend like he's cooking. And I'm like, great. Smells great. He asked me, do you like asparagus? I love asparagus. So he finishes cooking. Okay, and
it was smelling good. The aroma
smells
was right.
Good.
So when you got there, was the food ready already?
No,
you
started cooking when I was there.
Okay.
Right?
No, that's the proof.
I was about to tell you that.
The proof.
Lambo, he up on a show. Look at him. I'm sick and tired of these cooking dudes. They're on my list with the dancing guys. I'm sick and tired of these guys.
Yeah, so he chefed it up and he put it on the plate, and I was like looking at where he put it from. There was no leftovers, right? So I was like, okay. Puts it on my plate. I am thick, right? And I'm not a pig, but I eat a like, you know, a decent portion. Mm. But this was like an appetizer portion.
This was like a bougie restaurant portion that you get
like
angry. You gotta eat
like
before
a
you.
Bistro.
Yeah.
I was like,
you gotta eat before
said,
going there to eat.
I said, girl, you look at DJ's. He's like,
no.
I said, girl, you went to the bistro.
And I was hungry. Remember, I didn't eat, right? So, I was like, okay, great. So I started eating, and it tastes really good. And then a piece of asparagus fell on the table, and I don't like. I'm not gonna eat it. And then I was like, damn, they ain't much. I just lost an asparagus. I was like, damn. So I ate and I was starving. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was starving. It was whatever. And then he was like, I have something planned for us.
Yeah,
and I was like,
Yeah.
Okay. And like, you know, the voice got all like, yeah, I have something planned for us.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I know that. I know that voice.
I was like, I was not ready for no plans for us. Like, what?
Did
plans?
You guys kiss yet?
No.
Did you guys have this? The central hug, not the church girl hug, but did you give him the other one where you kind of press your breast into his chest? Yeah.
It was a like an energetic hug. You know,
okay.
Like
plan for us. Was he planning on buy a pizza since he didn't cook enough food?
So, oh my God. So I have something planned for us.
Yeah.
He's like, it's gonna benefit me more than it's gonna benefit you, but.
Isn't this?
You're gonna like it. And I was like,
okay, so walk me through your mental. So when you
I
hear
thought
that,
I was gonna die.
You thought he was gonna whip it out.
Because
you've been on my
man.
Show. She's been on my show, Lambo. I'm gonna show it to you when I go talk about going to DR and pulling it out. So you thought he was gonna pull it out?
I honestly, at this point, I had no idea. So many things are going through my mind. I have a very creative, my imagination's crazy. So many things are going through my head.
I don't want you to think
head.
When you come to my house, okay? Be focused.
Yeah, no, So I'm thinking, and then he's like, I have dessert. So he had chocolate covered strawberries and stuff. I was like, cha-ching, like it was a video game. You know when you hear the points, the coins, yeah. cha-ching, and I was like, okay. But then
it always starts off good. So loud.
That surprise didn't come yet. So we ate. he had a. turntables, and he was playing old school reggae.
Lord, that guy trying to be a DJ, chef.
See, this is why you're here, Lambo.
Red flag. I'm throwing orange flag.
My eyes is sweating. See, this is a problem. Too much things going on. Maddie, you believe this dude? She came over. He didn't even have the food ready. He's like, I want you to see me cook. This is like a Demi Moore movie. I want you to see me cook. And that's not enough. He's like, you know what? I'm going to play for you. Who the fuck is this? Frank Sinatra, Lambo?
You know? He's going to iron your clothes, wash your hair, give you a manicure, pedicure.
But let me tell you,
DJ.
All the tunes. So all the tunes. He's refilling my wine, and he's playing all the tunes.
Red flag.
Then, you know, he backed out Whitney Houston, all kinds of stuff. He's mixing. I was
Hold on. He didn't just play songs. He was mixing?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh,
and, like, Lord. You know, my reaction that he was going into, like, something that was similar because, okay, I see she's feeling that. I was like,
did you guys dance?
No. It was really, my feet were up. He brought a stool for me.
You see, he's going to give you a pedicure.
Up. Okay. Whoa.
Did you know?
Wait.
Okay.
Bro, treatment.
Okay.
You heard that? He's
reminding me all night, I have something planned for us.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
And he says it again.
Did he say it like that, too, with intonation?
Yes. And then he goes, it's going to benefit me more than it's going to benefit you. He says it again.
Yeah.
So then, listen, so he has no TV in his living room. His TV's in his room. Okay, yeah, so I was like,
bars.
Oh, there we go. We know that one. Another red flag.
Yo,
so I was like, but he had like a couch, so we didn't have to sit on the bed. So he's like, he was telling me, you know, you gotta watch Django. I never watched Django, believe it or not. So he's like, you gotta watch it. And I was like, okay, so let's watch it. So we watch it.
That's
so
an awkward
like,
date movie.
It is.
It's really awkward.
Two movies that are horrible to watch on a date. Django and Temptations. I went to the theater for Temptations. I'm like, okay, this is an AIDS movie? I'm like, bro.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I'm not having sex after this.
No.
And I did it.
No.
I did it. The whole vibe was ruined.
It's done.
Django, like, a black slavery movie, they say nigga in that shit like 82 times.
It's not more.
Leo's great. Who puts on Django? He put Love Jones.
No, but.
I was just telling Maddie about that yesterday. You could have told him to put Love Jones on. He could have put on Disappear Now.
That's a good movie, Love Jones.
Disappear Now.
But, but we had talked about it like on one of our 3-hour conversations. Okay. And I was talking about how I've never watched it because I didn't want to get angry.
Yeah. See, Lambo, you don't appreciate the follow through?
No, see, because I've been through so much that I see red flags everywhere. I already see the red flag. I'm just waiting to hear what the drop is.
Yo, my brains are sweating. DJ, got to redo my hair on the spot.
I am trying to be open-minded. I'm trying to like, oh, you have a type, you have a this, that's why you're lonely, and this why that's why you're always single. So I'm trying to be open-minded.
There's a conversation there too.
Not,
hold on.
You know what I mean? So I'm just trying to go open book, just let him be, right?
Yeah.
So he says to me, you know, are you ready for what I have planned for us?
Oh boy.
And so I'm like,
I'm not ready.
I'm not this at this point now, it's not even cute. I think I'm gonna get murdered. Okay.
Well,
I
like
swear
it.
That's what's going through my mind. Cause I'm like, this is I don't know what to think. So I'm thinking is like my kids, I love them. Mm. Maybe I should text as to what I don't even know. So then he comes in the room, he goes out, comes in the room, comes in with a towel. I was like, Lord. What is this towel? The towel's warmed. So he comes in and he's like, okay. So you know I have like a little skin issue or problem with my hands. So he's like, I was wondering if you would be willing to rub my hands with my Dead Sea salts.
Yeah, Maddie, come. Hold on. Nah. Hold on. Maddie, the DJ has walked out the building. Hold on. Hold on a second.
And that's going to benefit you. You know what? I can't.
And I've heard this story before. I'm crying. I've heard this story before. No. First of all, Sabi, you gotta reiterate.
I'm so sorry, girl. I'm so sorry.
First, Sabi, she's crying here.
I know she's crying.
Maddie, can I get a sound effect, please? She's crying here. Oh, Sabi, I think there's people in Dollar de Zomo and Ile de Bazar and Panko that didn't hear you. Could you just reiterate that whole part again? So he sat you down. He's, you know, he's hyped up this this event.
He came
all night.
In with a warm towel.
Oh, Ross. Don't get the tickets wet. We got to give away the tickets.
Yeah. With a warm towel, okay?
Chanda, let me get the bomb.
And he it's says, so, you know, I have these issues with my hands and, like, the skin on my hands. So I was wondering, would you be willing to rub my hands with my Dead Sea salts? So he has this jar.
Oh, it's ready.
Of Dead Sea salt. And then he reads. So there's instructions now, okay? Mm. So I was like, sure. Because I'm thinking if I say no, I might be murdered. I don't know, right? Because I'm just like, the red flags for me were that everything was perfect from leading up to. So now I'm like, okay, so this is it. You're an axe murderer. You probably have people in a freezer.
We're going too far. You know, D, you got to ask her the question. When he first tell you about the sea salt, what is your first thought going through your mind?
Literally, like I said, like, this man's crazy. Because it's like, this is the second date, will you be willing to rub my hands with the Dead Sea salt?
Hell no.
Tilly, are you hearing this?
No.
Shout out to Tilly, she came on here slayed this morning. Physical training, we'll get you on the book.
So, I agreed.
I would have picked up the salt and had it ready to rub in that dude's eyes. If he would have tried some, I'm like, I'm out. I'm gone.
See what happened is, see what had happened, right? He sweetened you up with the little bistro plate. You see, this girl's crying. He's sweeping you up the little bistro plate. Yeah, I was getting there.
He gave you the little mix.
He gave you the little scissor.
I was going to give you like a massage or something because he got the warm towel out. Okay. I was like, okay.
And let's not forget, I didn't eat a lot, so I don't have much energy. So I'm saying, I can't fight him off. Okay. I'm hungry still.
I got so much energy. Before we go, let's go around the room. So now, Lambo, if that was you, second date. Yo, he done give you the bistro style plate. He had the asparagus thinking about your health. He gave you the DJ mix. You have to go to the club. He gave you all the mix.
No, he wasn't thinking about my health because he put no damn food on the plate.
Well, maybe you thought I was too thick.
There's no such thing, honey. That's number one.
Now, Baddie, now, I love, you know, for those who know Hair by D, man, make sure you book a booking. You might get your shit done a month in advance.
She's hot. She's my hair.
Yeah. I just booked my other daughter with her.
I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. Hair by D's out of here, huh? I'm linking her up with Svetlana Lambo. She's out of here, huh? So all you guys trying to holler, this is a wrap, huh? This summer's this the thing, huh? Mm-hmm. She's out of here, huh? We're taking her to Houston. It's a wrap.
Done.
Hair by D, talk to me. You're young fire. You're under 30. You are the epitome of a bad thing. You're going to him for the second date. I know guys in your age group don't even cook, so it's like, I know it's a bigger thing I'm talking about now.
Yeah.
Walk me through, say this, what happened to you. The sea salt? I don't see you rubbing the sea salt. I don't know.
Nah. I'd be like, are you serious right now?
You don't came with your good hair, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, good outfit, I'm sure. Manicure, exactly. Everything, like, ready and... rub my hands with some sea salt.
Like, you want me to do what?
I bet you don't want me to.
So I agree.
So she agreed. So, give us more. Give us more.
So he showed me the Dead Sea Salt. He said, okay, so it's very expensive. So he reminds me.
Why he tell you that, though?
Why I gotta tell you it's expensive?
Why you gotta tell you that?
Because he's trying to tell me, like, don't waste
it. Don't waste the ting, Lambo.
And don't put the dirty hands in it because it's expensive and he's gonna take it out.
He's cheap because he didn't put no food on the plate.
So he's like, okay, I'm gonna take a little bit out, and he's showing me how to do it. Okay.
So do it your damn self, then.
Yeah. So I start, and he's like, okay, so you did a great job with these three fingers. But you're missing, like, over here. So I was not doing it correctly. So he corrected me. So I guess, you know, I follow the instructions. He's like, yeah, that's a lot better.
Okay.
So he's like, if it hurts and I start making, like, noise or whatever, just continue. I was like, okay. So I continued, and this continued for, like, the rest of the movie. And then...
Oh, y'all still watching
the movie.
We're watching, so I multitask.
Oh, wow.
Y'all still watching this movie?
We're still watching the movie, okay.
So you're watching Django. Like, for those that are now joining us, it's the morning detour. Sabby, you're rubbing sea salt on your second date into his hand. He gave you a bistro-sized plate with the DJ mix. And you're watching Django. It just feels filthy, Lambo. It feels filthy.
It feels like American Psycho.
I don't know, man.
House too clean, giving you little portions, explaining things, being meticulous. Anybody seen that movie? Like, that's what I'm saying. I have learned from my past experiences, so I saw the red flag when you started breaking it down. I was like, red flag, red flag, red flag.
So Django's still playing the whole time?
Yes, so Django's playing the whole time. And, you know, I'm getting a tutorial. I'm getting critiqued. And I don't know. I stopped getting critiqued, so I guess I got the hang of it. Because I'm a quick learner, so... it was the end of that, and so then he takes the towel, and he rubs it over his hand, because remember, he has this one towel. And then, so remember, he says, I have something planned for us. It's going to benefit me more than it's going to benefit you, but you are going to benefit from it. So he takes the towel, and he wipes his hand, and he wipes my hands, and he says, do you feel how soft your hands are now?
Oh my!
After all, God.
My hands were soft, Jono. Like my hands. I was like,
the girl really said Jono.
Is that like the new 2022 4Play or something? I'm trying to understand.
My hands were soft.
This dude. Like,
now I get the benefits more than you. So then, I leave. Like, I give him a hug and I leave. He doesn't walk me to my car, so now chivalry is dead, and it's nighttime, it's dark, and I parked relatively far. So I walked, and it was the weirdest...
Why don't you kiss him?
Because it was not there, right? And it was just really weird,
come on,
right?
Django and hand rubbing with sea salt, it's gone. The mood is gone.
So
that's what I said. I'm like, yo, that's not gonna like, box sweat.
He was acting like he was super tired, and I was like infringing on his. So now I've rubbed you down, and now you're ready for bed. You know, so I left.
Oh, it could have been worse. You could have done something else, and he was acting that way.
Right?
God he rubbed his hands.
Yeah.
So like
it
that,
gets better.
That drive.
Oh, Lord,
there's more. It gets better. This is the best morning show in the country. Salute to Boom J with the mimosas.
So there was more. So first of all, I drove home. It was the most weird drive home ever. I felt violated. I felt like I didn't even know what to think. I'm telling myself I can't even tell my kids what happened on this date because my daughter and her best friend usually. So what? I said I can't even tell them. I will not tell them. and I was so hungry, so I was looking for somewhere that was open. So I stopped at A&W, and I ate the sandwich like in a trance. And I'm driving
car, like a
in my
squirrel?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I call her a little. I call her a squirrel.
Yeah.
So hold on, you're coming off the seesaw date, and now
I gotta buy myself my own food because I'm starving. And I'm like, what just happened? I swear to you, all the way home, what just happened? How do I go from here? This is weird, right? You can't talk to this guy. Maybe he's testing you. So many things are going through my head. I'm like, dude, what do you do with this? So I drive home, and then I message him, you know, I'm home, no response. Okay, fine. Then there was something.
After you don't rub all that sea salt. She didn't do it. You're not getting the joke. You're not getting the joke. She didn't do it.
Yes.
She didn't do it right.
I did not do it right.
You're not getting that. She didn't do it right. That's why he's not picking up the phone.
Yeah. So I messaged him the next day about something that we were talking about, like a follow-up on something.
No follow-up.
It was on red. Oh. And I was like, so I was like, what's happening? What is happening? Okay. So I was like, okay, whatever. Like, I'm not pressing nobody, right? Like, you don't want to talk to me, that's fine. I don't have to be everyone's cup of tea, that's fine. And I'm, like I said, I'm not pressing you because I didn't want like no major relationship or whatever. And I'm not gonna like, oh, so why aren't you whatever? So then I noticed that he's on Facebook posting and whatever and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, well, he's alive. Because that's my other thing. I'm like, what if something's wrong? So I'm like, he's alive, he's posting, whatever. So a month goes by. I'm still on red. Wow. No response to what I said. And I said, okay, I get it. So then my girlfriend who connected us asked me, she's like, I'm curious, you know, because everything was going great and da-da-da-da. And I was like, oh, no, he ghosted me. She said, he did what? So I was like, yeah, he ghosted me. I haven't heard from him in like a month. So she's like, I was like, no, girl, I don't have to be everybody's cup of tea. She goes, yeah, but everyone's going to be an adult. And if he's not into you or whatever, he's going to respond and say, hey, da-da-da-da-da-da. So the next day, I get a message from him. So clearly she blasted him or whatever. The message was like a vagina monologue. Like, it was like a soliloquy. Lord. Like long message. And I was like, I read it. The bottom line, the gist of it, because I won't call him out all on his business. He was like, the day that we went on the date was like the day after the whole Will Smith Chris Rock thing, right?
Okay.
So we was all catching jokes and whatever. And we were like, all me and my girls were like a Facebook status. I put up a Facebook status. I said, if my man ain't boxing a waste man down and saying, keep my wife's name out of your mouth, I don't want him. So joking around. Well, he wrote this long message saying that I am toxic because of the status I put up, and my hands were not built for fighting, and blah, 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 and I chose to step back, and blah, blah. So he's calling me out and ghosted me because of my Facebook status and called me toxic. Now, anyone who knows me knows I'm far from toxic. Mm-hmm. Far from it. I do everything and anything for everybody. I'm very supportive. I've got two awesome kids that I really invest my everything into. And like I said, even as being a mother, I give everything to my community. For you to call me toxic, now I know you're mad. Now I know you're real
crazy.
We
know who's toxic, putting on Django and making you rub and not giving you any food. You know, like it's a Michelin star restaurant where you got to eat before you go to eat.
Right? I didn't know. So
he's toxic.
He said he's stepping back for now. I was like, forever.
Yeah, step all the way back. It's exit only. Exit only.
Exactly. So I have not heard from him. And then shortly after, I realized he unfriended me on everything.
Oh, good.
So clearly, I don't have Dead Sea Salt rubbing hand technique down pack. So. I was not worthy of his time. So that's that story.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
Wow.
And this is why I am still not going back out there.
I understand.
Now you
got to
go back out there, man. You got to go back out there.
No, I'm not going back out there.
You got to go back out there, man.
Not going back out there.
You got to dust yourself off and go back in the classroom.
It's going to take a while, though. It's going to take a while.
What about Indidra? You know have those kind of problems, huh? They just try to stunt on you?
She's younger.
I mean, no, I haven't been there yet. I'm not there yet.
It's not
there
yet.
It happened to me when I was young, though. It started when I was young, and, you know, now I'm going to be 45 this year. I have four kids, and I'm like, you know what? I'm glad I'm married. I'm happily married. I love my husband to death. And I'm so happy because when I hear my single friends tell me what's going on, especially in our age group, I'm like, oh, no, I couldn't do it because I see red flags like right away because of what I've been through.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah. Ladies, you guys gotta be safe out there. See y'all at the parties, y'all going crazy.
Protect
your drinks.
You have to protect your drinks.
Those date rape stories are not only in movies, they're happening in real life.
Oh, they do.
Listen, Sabi, man, thank you for that one, man. That boy, that made me cry. Sea salt. I'll never look at sea salt the same. I'll never look at sea salt the same. Okay, so we're gonna jump into a mix. Coming up next, we have artist and spiritual man. K Merch, and come on, we'll talk some positivity coming off of this sea salt.
We need some positivity after that.
So, ladies, we got some porridge, we got some Atkins saltfish next door. I'm surprised Maddie didn't get a plate yet, but you know, this is how things is moving. It's the morning detour to my CKT 90.3 FM. Shout out to Boom J, the show is sponsored by Boom J. Now, we're gonna play this mix. Listen, we'll get this thing going halfway through it. We're gonna play Name That Song. We have three tickets for Montreal's largest carnival night party, Sweat 25. Happening tomorrow night at Jet Nightclub. Shout out to Big Will. He offered us three tickets to give away. So we're going to play Name That Song. But give me a minute, man. Let the tune player look a bit still. So DJ Maddie, we're going to jump into a mix. The Morning Detour. Lambo in the building. You know how we're doing things. Hey. There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Y'all about to find out who I am.
It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
Babies presents Water Soca Powder Fed at After Carnival Parade Line, Saturday, July 2nd from 3 p.m. to midnight at UNIA Hall, 2741 Notre Dame, corner of Atwater. This is an indoor-outdoor bacchanal. Bring your water, flags, and powder. Food and drinks on sale. Music by DJ Jason, production sounds, DJ Blaster, and guest DJs. Tickets only $10. That's Saturday, July 2nd, 3 p.m. till midnight at UNIA, 2741 Notre Dame. For more information, call 514-771-7011.
Production Sounds presents Montreal's biggest pre-carnival event, Soca in the 514. Friday, July 1st, from 10 p.m. till... Montreal DJs, Production Sounds, Fire Joan, DJ Lax, Ottawa DJ, Sweet Tunes, and from Toronto, DJ Screw International, Purple City, and DJ GQ. Venue, The Fet Loft, 9 St. Catherine, East Montreal.
I don't drink water and mind my business.
Early birds, only $25, more after. For info, call 514-862-6321 or 514-882-6066.
Yes, buddy, I don't want to reason my things no more.
Soca in the 514. Friday, July 1st at the Fet Loft. 9 St. Catherine, East Montreal. Be there.
We Groove Records and QCJA Productions presents Uptown Reggae Night, Sunday, July 3rd at La Belle Mall. Featuring for Toronto 12-time Juno nominee Blessed and Montreal's own Sabu, backed by the Gaia Band. Special guest Kayla Allen and music by DJ Big Worm. Doors open 8 p.m., show starts 9 p.m. Uptown Reggae Night, Sunday, July 3rd at La Belle Mall, 4483 St. Laurent Boulevard. Advanced tickets $20 available at Eventbrite and select locations across town. This is a CKUT co-presentation. Come listen to some reggae music.
We the best music!
2019, we ain't taking no shorts unless we going on vacation. Big Fish.
Another one.
DJ Khaled! Drop that dog! Sell about cars! I went from list to most wanted to the top of the Forbes. Fresh out the trenches. I'm over the storm. Young living legend, I be on that shit that these niggas ain't know. I went to war with the system. To get my time turns on Christmas. Probably won't give me no Grammy. Putting the wars on wrists. We had the kitchen to make it out. Shit, we putting with walls on niggas. Live out the gun and we die by the shit. I'm praying the swamp don't kill us. Praying the Lord forgive us. We going to war with killers. I went to war with the system. To get
yes, Montreal. Yes, 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 Montreal. 8:34 in the morning. We're going to play Name That Song. We got three tickets for Montreal's largest carnival night party happening tomorrow night at Jet Nightclub. Brought to you by Big Will and friends. We have three tickets. We're going to play Name That Song. Call us up, 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013.
Needs believe in Christmas. Her dad, somebody killed me. Some shit I don't remember. Cause I left it in a box. When they had me on them laws, I blame God for my convictions. Never give a judge that ammunition. Never had no co-defendants. God gonna be my
what is the name of this song? What is the name of this song? We got tickets for Sweat 25. It's Carnival Weekend. Call us up, 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. We got tickets for Sweat 25. Let me go.
Willie and I was in the kitchen.
Song. We got three tickets to give away. Sweat 25, Montreal's largest carnival night party. Name That Song, having that Jet Nightclub tomorrow night, 2020 Crescent. We got three tickets to give it away. It's Carnival Weekend. You know how we're doing things. The More Detour, 4-hour special. Moon Chaser, Lambo, we're in the building. We're coming to you live on YouTube and on Facebook, Detour 514. We're playing Name That Song. What is this song? The number is 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. What's the name of the song? Three tickets to Sweat 25, Montreal's largest carnival night party happening tomorrow night at Jet Nightclub.
What would I be without my baby? Shoulder to lean on, never hesitate, knowing you can call on your soulmate and vice versa. That's why I be the first to see Jacob and frost your wrist up. Now you're old man, I know you're tired of being lonely. So baby girl, put it on me. I be without you.
Montreal, my city, call us up. Call us up. We got three things to give away. Sweat 25, Montreal's largest carnival night party happening tomorrow night at Jet Nightclub. Three tickets to give away. The number is 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. It's the More Detour. It's the My CKT 90.3 FM.
I'm just a friend, cause I can't be your fantasy. But you say I'm just a friend.
Say I'm just a friend. I wanna know you in and out. I wanna know what you're all about.
I wanna know
what makes you laugh. I wanna know about your past. I wanna know how you move. I wanna know so I can move too. I wanna know. But you're telling me I'm just a friend. Telling me I'm just a friend.
Oh, baby, you.
Oh, baby, you.
Got what I need.
Got what I need, yeah.
But you say I'm just a friend.
Say I'm just
but you
a friend.
Say I'm just a friend. Cause I can't be
your fantasy.
si fuera la última vez. Y enséñame ese pasito que no sé. Un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki, 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 rumba.
Touch it and tease it and squeeze it. With my piggyback is hungry, my nigga, you need to beat it. If the text ain't freaky, I don't wanna read it. And just to let you know, this Panani is undefeated. Ay, he said he really wanna see me more. I said we should have a date where at the Lamborghini store. I'm kinda scary, hard to read, I'm like a Ouija board. But I'm a boss, bitch, who you gonna leave me for? You hoes got no class, you bitches is broke still. I be talking cash shit while I'm popping my gold grill. I'm a whole rich bitch and I work like I'm broke still. The love be so fake, but the hate be so real. Sobresale de mi traje, no traje panticito pa' que el nene no trabaje. Es que yo me sé lo que tú crees que tú no sabes. Dice que no quiere, pero se quiere comerle el equipaje.
Báilame como si fuera la última vez. Y enséñame ese pasito que no sé. Un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki, 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 taki,
taki. Y'all about to find out who I am.
It's the real, it's the real. It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
There's only one, nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs,
but my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, 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 yes. Montreal, 8:43 in the morning. Number one morning show in the country. This is the Morning Detour. Weezy Moon Chase alongside Lambo for the next 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Boy, what a boy. I slightly have PTSD off that Savvy story. I ain't gonna hold you.
I think she does too.
I think I have PTSD. That's why I did it in a way where I was like, okay, after that, I want to get spiritual. I want to get deep.
Yes.
We've had him on a month ago, the big homie K Murray. He's much more than an artist. I call him a spiritual man. I don't want to say leader because you know, the path to spirituality, so the line is not about leadership. It's about feeling and energy.
It is.
So I want to talk about, I know you have a yoga.
Yeah, yoga and Pilates studio.
I brought him in strong. Goddamn. Yeah, so I want to talk about that. And also, too, see, me and Sales having a conversation a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about you have this thing where you understand how to put two entities, two people together, and just make them talk. Like you have a vision when it comes to that, right?
Yeah.
So I want to talk about that a little bit. But let's open up there. What? How did you get to this enlightened path? Some may call it. You are here looking like Obi-Wan Kenobi, and you know I love me some Star Wars.
Yeah, I just I feel like as a kid I was kind of in tune with energy. I was always able to kind of move energy around, and I understood what type of energies kind of served me, which ones didn't. And then my mom actually introduced me to energy healing when I was 13, and then it just kind of all kicked off from there, and
now I want to ask you about this as well. So how did you go from that to starting your own yoga company, your own yoga class and stuff like that, and how do you not get distracted by all these girls bending over all crazy in yoga class? You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do that. I ain't teaching no yoga class, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, so I was working construction. I was building houses, and my back kind of got thrown out, so I had to switch careers, and my mom did yoga and Pilates and stuff, so I kind of made this switch, opened up a men's studio, and kind of repaired my back, and then that actually led into the second like spiritual awakening that I had.
So the men's studio, so it's only men that come to Pilates.
I say men's, but it actually we opened as a men's studio, and they were like, well, like we have women coming, and it's like we don't take women, so we kind of just switched that, you know, and yeah, we're just trying to break the stigma of, you know, Pilates is just for women kind of thing, but now we're.
Okay, so we have a lot of guys in jail listening to the show. Yeah. We have a lot of hood guys listening to the show. Can you, for us laymen, can you break down what Pilates is exactly?
Yeah, so it's a combination of stretching, breathing, and strengthening. So you're trying to get that range of your body, but also with the strength as well. Instead of just kind of tightening up with it, you're going to get strength while you're able to get that full range of all your limbs and everything. And it kind of brings you back into your body too on an energetic, kind of heartfelt space in a sense.
Well, I like Pilates because it reminds me a lot of ballet, because I studied ballet when I was younger, so those movements, that fluidity, you know. Yoga I've tried a few times, maybe I wasn't doing it right, maybe it wasn't the right instructor, but my feet always hurt.
Well, when you did yoga, I've been to a couple of yoga classes. I actually got invited to a couple of them, and it's like, yo, that's pretty hard, man. It's pretty hard. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, it's tough.
But I came close to that oneness you guys keep talking about. I came close to that, like, okay, like, I'm getting centered. Mm-hmm. But these things are really hard. Boy, one thing I like about Pilates and I like about yoga, you really have to free your mind.
Yeah.
It's one of the few things you'd be able to do where you can just expand yourself. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you can expand the conversation on that a little bit. For some people that push back against energy a little bit, mm-hmm. what do you say to them? Because, like, I don't believe in energy. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think, like, what's cool is that science is catching up to spirituality, and we're at a time where science is actually proving that everything is energy, right? Yep. If you break it down to an energetic standpoint, mm-hmm. You know, like, the microscope that can go the deepest proves that we're all actually just wavelengths, right? Mm-hmm. So we're all energy in a sense. Yeah. And it's cool, like, I even find people who don't believe in energy, they use energetic language, you know what I mean? Like, vibe, so vibration,
yeah,
you know,
true.
It's all energy, yeah. Right? It's so true. It's like, even on some level, we all kind of believe that, you know, yeah. we're energy, because that's what we are. But
isn't love energy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Everything has energy.
I don't know. I just show up, man. I don't know what's going on. I thought love was energy. It made sense to me.
Yeah.
Everything's on a frequency. There's energy all around us. You know, when we get goosebumps because we felt something, that's an energy. That's a connection to the universe. For me, it's a connection to the universe. You know, we're all connected.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Talk to me about positivity. I feel a lot of us in these times are not positive enough. Mm-hmm. We need some words of encouragement.
Yeah,
I do get to push back on some people. I understand, like, you know, just words of encouragement. I think some of us need a little bit more than that at this point. So, but I always felt good where I talked to sales, and in coincidence, he talked to you. So it's like a transference of energy. So let's go there, and then we'll talk about how you connect people together and how you have that kind of level of foresight. But why is positivity important to you?
So for me, like, I've been through some hard stuff, and there was a time where it was the hardest in my life, and I was like, if every day is going to be like this, like, where's the way out, you know what I mean? And so I just had no choice but to be positive every day. So for me, I got that, you know, that it brought me back to what I actually needed to get out of that space, you know what I mean? So, and, like, I see positive people all the time, but I also see what they're going through.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're positive is actually saving them. You know what I mean? We're all going through stuff, but you can kind of choose. And don't get me wrong, I'm not always positive, right? We all have our days, but I try and.
Yeah, but that's the thing that like people that's a little bit, you know, for those that call us a little bit more enlightened, like, you are as positive. Mm-hmm. But we always talk about people that's already arrived. What about those that are coming out of the dark? Like, how do you grab a person like that and bring them into the light?
Yeah, so I feel like it's just about showing them step by step, bit by bit, you know, because, like I said, from that place that I was, that those dark times, it wasn't like, oh, I'm positive and I'm out of it. It, you know, it was a yearly practice. You know what I mean? It's a steady incline. It's just, you know, little things, bit by bit. Try and do things that'll make you feel expanded instead of contracted, right? Yeah. So, like, if we all just put our hands on our stomach throughout the day, we'll realize, oh man, I'm all tight here, you know what I mean? So that's information of, you know, who are the people that you're around, what type of stuff you're listening to, watching, are you doing things that are, you know, are you investing in yourself in terms of stuff that's going to bring your vibration higher or lower? And, you know, again, just going back to, like, people who don't believe in energy, that's all energetic stuff, just doing stuff that, you know, is in alignment with whatever your purpose is or,
Now I want to ask you, Lambo, what would be your perfect retreat? Are you into that? See, K-Mer's into this wood thing. I'm into the wood thing. So, oh, boy, my boy just pull up. Big up Kayak Pesh. This guy had the kayak. We're doing that on Sunday morning. K-Mer's really big on the woods. So I want to know, are you into that kind of lifestyle? Because, you know, people see you as like, oh, she just wants to be downtown Manhattan.
No.
She wants to be with the skyscrapers.
No, well, I mean, look at where I live. I live in the burbs. And one thing that I do almost every single day, because I like to walk barefoot in my backyard.
Oh, don't tell like K-Merz that. Yeah. No, he's like, I got the trail for you. Don't tell K-Merz that.
I have a beautiful backyard. There's a lot of trees and flowers, and there's a lot of beauty back there. I have my water fountains, and because I'm very spiritual as well, and I like taking those moments to reconnect with nature, to understand what vibration I'm in, why I'm going through something, why something is getting to me. To really connect, because I get the answers. So I walk barefoot, I'll take my cup of coffee, I'll walk around, I'll give thanks and gratitude to the universe. But yeah, I like that woodsy stuff. I like being out in nature because it really connects you in a different level.
Yeah.
because we're surrounded by, you know, cars and all this stuff and city. I'm not, listen, I used to be a city girl. I've turned into a country girl now.
No, but that's the, but I won't talk to you guys about it, but that's the connection part. I think a lot of people, even that first initial step, trying to understand, okay, what is the connection? How do I recognize the connection? Like, how do I know I'm connecting with nature?
Yeah.
Like, I had to take Motley for the second time to go down a dark path. Now I start feeling the energy. I'm hugging trees and shit. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's another plane here. Nobody talks about that show Outer Limits. You remember the show Outer Limits?
Yeah, I remember that show.
Nobody, and Airy Indiana. It's as if we've erased that from TV history. Those shows are really freaky.
Yeah, they
are. We need those shows to come back.
Yeah, well, no, we do.
And just to go back on your point about nature, I feel like we're actually too disconnected from nature. We are nature, right? Like, we're again going back to those wavelengths and everything. So I see nature as a battery. It's like free energy. It's like, why wouldn't we connect in ways, you know, put your hands on it. And like, I'm going full hippie mode right here, but like,
tree.
Put your hands on a tree, even bare feet. And again, science proves that it's called grounding. And we're
well, once science says it's okay, we get to go.
We're like, we're I think it's we're negatively charged beings, and nature is positively charged. So it balances us energetically, but even on like a free radicals, we have free radicals floating in the body that causes cancer. This balances those, gets rid of the free radicals. So, like, you know what I mean? Science is kind of backing the whole, you know, hippie.
Well, it's good for your mental health. Being out with nature and being one with nature and peacefulness, it's good for you. And right now, everybody's struggling with their mental health right now. So we need to remember, connect with nature. Take a moment. Take a pause. Take a break from life, your kids, everything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it benefits us.
Yeah. You're able, your cup is more full. You're able to give back. Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. Well, we are going to give away, I think in the 10-hour blog, we give away... talking about connecting with nature, we have a Kaya Pesh excursion we're going to give away.
Nice.
Camping plus fishing, value of $300. We'll give that away after 10 o'clock. Hopefully, someone called in, but I was already doing the interview, so they got to wait. They're probably calling in for those Sweat 25 tickets. Now, K-Mars, you, some people might believe you're a witch or a wizard because you have this gift of unrecognizing energies between people and connecting them together. Can you speak about that a little bit? Because a lot of people don't, when you talk to them about that, they think it's just hocus pocus, but that's no different than a Donald Trump connecting another business guy with another business guy. You understand the value. How do you kind of recognize that, and how does that kind of play out in your day-to-day life?
So I think from a young age, I was able to see, like you said, just like energies and which ones kind of go well together, who can benefit from who, and like, even when I was chilling with Sales, when we reconnected, you know, in the later years in life, he's like, no one does that. Like, no one I know does that, you know, like, it's just, and I'm like, well, it's just about bringing people together as a community. And so if I have that gift to like, see, you know, who can go with who, it's like, I'm going to propose it and say, yo, I know someone that you would really vibe with, you know, like. And usually it's a good thing.
So what do you think about this connection right here?
It's great. It's the best. It's the best.
I knew I was going to ask that question.
The doors only go one way on a Lambo.
That's right.
It only goes up. And then I'm in the sky. I'm Weezy Moonchase from another planet. Now, can we expect like a K-Murs, like I want to do a journey in the woods. Can we build a group together and, you know, do a campfire? You know what I mean? I want to do some mushrooms and see some shit move in the woods.
Oh, you want some psilocybin? I've been on that for a while.
I don't say
I'm on it right now. Let's do it.
I'll let Lambo know right now. You didn't get the disclaimer. Maybe the PR didn't send you the packet. I don't say words longer than 10 letters.
I know you don't, but that's what I'm here for.
I don't go 10 deep.
Okay. Mushrooms. Is that easier?
Yeah, mushroom is easy. I'm a big vowel guy. The more vowels, the happier I am. Too much consonants, I'm not really with that.
Okay.
How can people connect with you? I'd like to come take one of your yoga classes, but let the people know that, you know, the city's listening. It's Canada. People should be up by now. We're at 8:55 in the morning. So how can people connect with you?
Yeah.
And enjoy some of your services.
Yes.
So Kamer's music is my music profile, and then JK Pilates is for the Pilates and yoga. You guys can contact me on either one, and we'll let you know for this this trip in the woods and the fire.
I need that. I never been big about the what do you call it when you fire up the mushrooms? I've never been big on that.
You never been on that?
Nah. No. But when I go to the woods, I'm gonna go full woods. Like, I'm very.
You wanna like ayahuasca, or do you wanna?
Ayahuasca. I'm very bougie with my bathroom, so I'm like, okay, if there's no real bathroom in the woods, I'm just gonna go full dutty. I don't go full nasty. I wanna bathe in the river. Yo, anyway, he's coming up next, man. Kaya Pesh, man. We're gonna be in the woods with that dude.
We will.
That's gonna be crazy.
Bring some woosah out there.
And then with K-Murds, I'm listen, woosah's the only swimwear we're wearing. I say it's biodegradable. It's just eco-friendly. It's eco-sustainable. But I just think it's funnier saying it's biodegradable.
But it kind of is because it doesn't. If it winds up in landfill, right, it does get biodegradable.
That's
by.
What I'm showing you.
My brand. Yes.
Will,
look at you.
Will was already there.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for you to catch up. Lambo's the only door. The doors only go up one way.
That's right.
Real quick before you go, K-Mers, you do a little bit of music. I don't know why. Just connect with nature. You and nature have a relationship already. But listen, you want to do some music? It's good. I've had it. Mm. Speak about it one more time. How can people find your music and all of that good stuff?
Yeah, so K-Mers Music at on all platforms. And I'm using music as a way to, just like you were saying before, I feel like mental health is running rampant. So I find within my clients there's a common theme or a lot of themes, and I'm just trying to take all the solutions to the themes, put them in a song, put that out there, and you know the response that I'm getting is like, you know, when people are up 2-3 in the morning, that's when usually it's hardest. Oh, yeah. Whatever, they just put the song on, and
you and
it kind of
you and Drake put you guys up early in the morning, get that moving. Yeah. Yeah, we need to go to the woods, man.
Yeah.
So right now, currently, do you do sessions in the woods with people, or is it just like one-on-one friends?
Okay. I do. Usually, no more than like 5 to 8 people for like sessions, that. But you know, just to keep
count too much minds them still. No, 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 too no, much no. Mind them. I'm trying to connect with nature and peace. Well, I've connected with nature, so I know the benefits of it.
Yeah.
I just feel like a lot of people have a hard time getting to that step of connecting.
Yeah, yeah. So I was actually gonna say something on that too. It took me a really long time to even.
Yeah, please say
I'm like,
that.
I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, I'm touching this tree. I'm trying. I'm like, yo, how do I connect? What am I supposed to do? But just keep doing it until you'll start to feel it. It's like anything, right? If I'm playing hockey, I want to score top shelf. I'm not going to get it the first time. I'm going to keep trying. And once you get a little bit of it, you're like, okay, this works. Your belief starts to go up. You start opening up and connecting to it.
Yeah, the vibration changes. Like when they talk about manifestation, I tell people, I'm like, you're not just going to say, well, I want this to happen. You have to put in the work, put in the energy, change your frequency, get rid of toxic people, which I call energy vampires, because they do exist. They do suck your energy. It's the truth.
Yeah. And I want you to expand on that a little bit more, because I think a lot of people, like, we just kind of blase it. Like, it's just kind of like this cliche thing that you see on TV. But in later years, I found out, like, it's not a cliche. Who you have around you does affect your energy.
For sure.
It does bring you down.
Sure, it affects whether you succeed or whether you don't. You know, we all know I had to cut off somebody toxic. She knows who she is. I don't care.
Yo, y'all need to take DJ Maddie to the woods. This dude stayed doing specials in this flannel shirt. Nigga, how many different color flannels do you have? And can I get the plug? Like, this dude got every flannel and every color. Shout out to Clarence, man. We did Rhythm and Brunch. Let me tell you, if you want me and DJ Magic to get it, it's $550, man. We give you the best hosting.
There's going to be more than that. I'm on the roster.
Everything's going up. Everything's
going up.
We verify. Everything's going
up. That's right.
K-Mers, I love having you on the show, man. Please come back for the end of the summer. Let's talk energy. I love to get myself and Lambo out there and doing the sessions with you. Just see how we can connect. I'm open to everything. Just see what happens, man.
Let's do it.
Do a little Pilates. I don't know if I'm that flexible. Listen, I only bend it up like freaking out picnic tables. That's the only eye movement. God damn it. It's the morning detour. Keep it locked, K-Mers. Oh, let them know how they can follow you, K-Mers.
So K-Mers Music on all platforms, or JK Pilates if you're interested in Pilates, healing, massage, any of that stuff.
Yes, and we're tracking all of that. JK Pilates, K-Mers, friend of the show. It's the morning detour. Keep it locked. We still got 2 more hours. Oh, y'all thought we were going to finish at 9 o'clock, huh? It's Canada Day. My birthday tomorrow. Lambo's in the building. Yes. New co-host. We shutting down the whole summer. DJ Maddie, ones and twos. Let's get to it. My CKT 9.3 FM.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
There's only one mole chaser. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.